Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know what? The magic book and I have been noticing something absolutely beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking this incredible question. How can I help my child become an innovative problem solver who creates solutions? And can I tell you something? Just by asking this question, you're already doing something amazing. You're recognizing that your child, right now at ages 6 or 7, is in one of the most magical windows for developing creative thinking and problem-solving mastery. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about this remarkable age. Right now, your child's brain is going through something developmental psychologists call the concrete operational period. I know that sounds very scientific, but here's what it means in the most wonderful way. Your child is learning to think logically about problems. They're beginning to consider multiple solutions. They're developing the ability to approach challenges from different angles. Doctor Michelle Anthony, a child development specialist, explains that children ages 6 to 7 demonstrate persistence and resilience when working on a project as their new cognitive skills combine with increasingly complex thinking abilities. Isn't that beautiful? This is the age when your child asks endless questions. Why does the sky change colors? How do birds know where to fly? What would happen if we tried it this way instead? And I want you to know something important. Those questions, they're not annoying. They're not exhausting. They're genius in action. Every question your child asks is their brain practicing innovative thinking. They're learning that curiosity unlocks discoveries. They're developing the courage to wonder, to explore, to imagine possibilities that don't exist yet. The magic book showed me research from Dr. Mate Gary Gordabil at the University of the Basque Country. Her 20-year research program found that cooperative creative play programs significantly increase verbal and graphic figurative creativity in children ages 6 to 8. The effects were remarkable, with large improvements in creative fluency, flexibility, and originality. What does this mean for you? It means that when you give your child opportunities to play, to collaborate, to experiment, and to create, you're literally building their innovative thinking capacity. Here's what the research tells us about nurturing innovative problem solvers at this age. First, encourage exploration over perfection. When your child wants to build something, try something, or figure something out, resist the urge to show them the right way immediately. Let them experiment. Let them make mistakes. Let them discover that there are multiple paths to a solution. The National Association for the Education of Young Children emphasizes that playful learning encourages children's initiative, independence, and problem-solving abilities through active engagement. Creative thinking emerges naturally when children are given opportunities to explore, experiment, and generate multiple solutions. Second, validate effort over outcomes. When your child shows you their creation, their solution, their idea, focus on the process, not the product. Say things like, "I love how you tried 3 different ways to solve that," or "Tell me about your thinking process. What gave you that idea?" This teaches them that innovation is about the journey of discovery, not just the final answer. Third, create a question of the day ritual. Every day, explore 1 curious question together. It doesn't have to be complicated. Why do leaves change colors? How does water become ice? What makes shadows? The magic isn't in having all the answers. The magic is in exploring the questions together, showing your child that curiosity is valued and celebrated. Fourth, provide open-ended materials. Blocks, art supplies, cardboard boxes, fabric scraps. Materials that don't have 1 right way to use them. Materials that invite imagination and experimentation. When children have access to open-ended materials, they practice innovative thinking every single day. And fifth, model problem solving out loud. When you encounter a challenge, narrate your thinking process. This isn't working. What else could I try? Oh, that's interesting. That didn't work, but it gave me a new idea. Let your child see that problem solving is a process, that mistakes lead to discoveries, and that creative thinking is something we practice throughout our lives. Now, let me tell you about a story that celebrates this beautiful spirit of curiosity and innovative thinking. In the Book of Inara, we have a story called The Giggling Gallery of Forgotten Questions. It's about Lucas and Ella, two wonderfully curious children who discover an archive where old photographs giggle when asked the right questions. Each question they ask unlocks more magical mysteries, leading them on a delightfully chaotic treasure hunt through time. This story is so special because it shows children that questions are powerful tools for solving problems and making discoveries. When Lucas and Ella discover that their curiosity unlocks magic, children learn that innovative thinking isn't about having all the answers. It's about having the courage to ask, to wonder, to explore. After you read this story with your child, you can create your own question of the day ritual. You can explore one curious question together, showing them that their innovative thinking is valued and celebrated. You can say, just like Lucas and Ella discovered that questions unlock mysteries, your questions help us discover wonderful things together. The magic book whispers this truth to me every single day. Children at ages 6 and 7 are naturally wired for innovative thinking. They're in a critical developmental window where their brains are building the neural pathways for creative problem solving, for flexible thinking, for generating original solutions. Your role isn't to teach them to be innovative. Your role is to protect and nurture the innovative spirit they already have, to celebrate their questions instead of dismissing them, to encourage their wild ideas instead of correcting them too quickly, to provide time, space, and materials for exploration and creation. Research shows that children who engage in structured cooperative play show increased capacity for innovative thinking and creative leadership behaviors. When you play with your child, when you collaborate on projects, when you explore questions together, you're building their problem-solving mastery. And here's something wonderful. When you nurture your child's innovative thinking now, you're not just helping them succeed in school or future careers. You're helping them develop the confidence to face challenges, the flexibility to adapt to change, the creativity to imagine better possibilities, and the courage to bring those possibilities to life. You're raising a child who doesn't just follow rules. You're raising a child who asks, "What if we tried it differently?" A child who sees problems as puzzles to solve. A child who believes that their ideas matter, that their creativity has value, that they have the power to create solutions that make the world better. That's not just innovative thinking, wonderful parent. That's leadership. That's confidence. That's the foundation for a life filled with possibility and purpose. So celebrate those endless questions. Encourage those wild experiments. Provide those open-ended materials. Explore curiosity together. And read stories like The Giggling Gallery of Forgotten Questions that show your child that their innovative spirit is something magical and powerful. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on as you nurture the brilliant, creative, innovative thinker your child is becoming. With love and starlight, Inara.